I wasn't going to say anything, but so many people have spoken, and I have to say the things that I remember most about Dave. I am married to Patrick Quinn, so I had to pass the Dave test. We were married in 1986, and I think I met Dave in 1984. I didn't realize it would be my husband at the time I met Patrick. And on our third date, he said, before we can go on any further, you have some people to meet. I said, okay. And we went to a restaurant, which sort of was a bar, and a boat pulled up, and Dave came out of the boat, and we somehow got involved in turtle racing. I think the Hurleys must have been there, and Billy Mack, and we were turtle racing, and Dave was there, and Rolling Rocks were present, and after that date, Patrick, Dave said, she's in. And I was in. I was the one girl with the five guys, and that was most of our dates for the first two or three years. It was me and all the boys. And but I had passed the Dave test. And Dave, I had just, I think he came and moved to Maine shortly after we had that summer. And then our Maine started to become a part of Patrick's and my life. We would come up and visit Dave. And when we were married, we wanted Dave to be a part of our wedding, but that was conforming, and Dave really didn't want to be a part of, to be an usher or a groomsman or a best man, but somehow he knew that it was important to Patrick, and so he agreed to be in the wedding party, provided that they would all wear red high tops. And so, even though I planned the best wedding that I could, and we had great things to wear, all the groomsmen were wearing red high-top sneakers. And that is a picture that, pictures I will have forever. And
I need that one.
Yeah. The other thing, we after we were married, we decided to have children. And Dave, oh my gosh, you're getting married and now you're having children. This is just more than he could handle. We were all about 26 at the time. And Dave pretended for a long time that he thought we were crazy, but when our first son was born, he gave him his first pair of red high-top sneakers. And that's something that I believe we still have in our treasured things. And he also, as much as he didn't believe in marriage and children at 26, he made us a cradle for our first child, and we then had three more, and they all slept in this cradle. Which is beautiful. I don't know, Dave knew a lot about babies at the time, and this crib is, it's really, really long, and it's really, really narrow. But we somehow wedged all of them in there anyway, and I guess that was one of the early things that he made. And but it's an heirloom and beautiful, and we have it. And the other funny thing that I remember about Dave is we would come up here, and our children started coming to camp up in Maine. And I couldn't believe I would actually, they would say, put down the closest relative in case there's a problem. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to write Dave Corcoran as the person to call if something happens to my children. But on another level, I knew that if anything did happen, that Uncle Dave would be there and Uncle Dave would take care of them because he always did. And he wanted us, Patrick and I, to stay with him when we would come and visit our kids in a camp. And I would say to Dave, you know, I would love to, but you don't have running water. You don't have a toilet. And I'm really not that high maintenance, but I really do like, some running water. And it was sort of a joke. And then when Dave built this house, he called me to say that I had no excuse not to come and stay because now he had running water. And he was so excited, which I just realized when I came back into the house about the stove. He was just so proud that he had built all of this, and it was his way. I mean, we had bridged the gaps finally, you know, him sort of conforming, not completely, but he had this traditional convention, it's great stove, and he wanted to show me, like, what it could cook and what it could do, and he just couldn't believe it, and it was just something I had to share with you all. So, anyway, I will miss, and I've loved Dave for so many years, and while he always said he didn't conform, he did in so many ways. So I will miss him and love him forever.